Hi, Dominic. Can you hear me all right?
Hey, is this CJ?
It is, yeah.
And
how
are
you doing?
I'm doing all right. And Daniel is on the call as well.
Hello.
Just to make sure, is it all right if we record this conversation?
Yes, it is.
All right. I will push that button.
Daniel, can you hear me okay?
Yeah.
Okay, great. Yeah, I pulled up the test suit file that you sent me.
Oh, great.
So I'm ready to go when you guys are.
All right. I guess the first question that we have is, can you help us create an embedded... can you state it for me? Daniel, you know how to state it better than I do.
Okay, so we're looking for... an embedded question. So something like in English, it would be something like, I wonder if he swept the house. So you've got the embedded clause is a question, but the whole sentence altogether is a statement.
Oh. Okay. What type of sentence do you call that, Daniel? Embedded?
Embedded? So, like, to embed something?
Oh, embedded.
Embedded, yeah.
Okay.
It's an embedded, like, interrogative or embedded question?
Yeah. I could say that sentence, but what I'd rather do is actually go to, I'm trying to think of a story where a speaker actually said that. Because you could just, I could just give you the sentence.
Okay.
Hold on just a second. There is more rhetorical questions like that in the stories that are coming to me.
Can you speak up a little bit? I'm having trouble hearing you.
I know of rhetorical statements, but that's not an embedded question.
Yeah, we want it to be embedded in it.
Yeah. So if you said, I wonder if he's at the house, oh, Suchet Alta.
I had trouble making that out. Can you say it again?
Huh?
Could you say that sentence again?
I wonder, is he at the house?
Okay. Okay. That's the sort of sentence, yeah. Like, I wonder, is he at the house? Or, I wonder, did he sweep the house? Something like that. All of those are all embedded questions, too.
Well, I could just, I think the easiest way to do it is just to give you that sentence directly, because I'd like to give it to you from a story, but I can't think of one right off the bat.
Okay.
So if we said, oh, suchet a-o alta a-o, which means, okay. I wonder, is he at the house?
Okay. Is there any way that you could... I'm having a little bit of trouble making out all the words in that. I'm getting most of them.
Yeah.
But,
so, are you guys on the internet right now? I mean, can I send you an email?
Yes,
please.
And do you have my font, CJ?
I do have it, yeah. I can render your email in that font.
Okay. Hold on just a second. I'm going to... I think the best way to do it is for me to send you that, and I'm going to have to type with one hand, so it's going to be a little slow. Hold on.
Okay.
I need to, let's see, shift. Uh-oh. Alta. Uh-oh, Alta. Uh-oh. And I apologize for taking so long here, but when Alta said uh-oh, Alta, uh-oh. Okay, Avi. Let's see, I actually need that. Yeah, there we go. And I'm replying to one of your last emails, okay?
Okay.
Are you ready?
Yeah, I'll grab it and I'll re-render it.
Okay, I sent it off to you.
Alright.
And that means I wonder, is he or she or it at the house? I didn't put the English.
That's
right. I'm pondering, I'm thinking about
and I'll paste that into our Skype conversation here, Daniel.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Daniel, I can hear you better than I can hear CJ. Is CJ farther away from the phone?
I might be farther away from my mic. Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's better.
All right, I'll also turn up the gain on my mic.
Okay.
Okay. So that. That's very loud now.
Oh, all right. I'll turn it down a little. Is that any better?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So in that sentence that you gave us, so the off-scoot, that's the wonder?
Off-scoot means to wonder, to think about, to ponder.
Uh-huh.
To think about.
Okay. And I think what's happening is my computer's not rendering the font right, but I think, yeah, okay. Let's see what that is.
Yeah, sorry. I'll take an image. I'll take a screenshot and give you the image.
Okay, cool.
Chud is the agent. I.
Yeah.
Pronoun.
Yeah.
First person pronoun.
Yeah, my computer. Can you? Right. What was ah?
Ah is to exist, be located somewhere.
Okay.
O is the question marker.
Uh-huh.
All is the preposition on, at, or in.
Uh-huh. And then, yeah.
Is the, and all is out.
Yeah. Okay. Cool. So if you were to say just, he is at the house, would you just say, all to all?
Yes.
Okay.
All to all, that's all you'd have to say. I assume that you know enough about Salish and languages that he or it is the default when no one is thinking.
Yeah. So if we were asking instead, so this one has a prepositional phrase, the at the house, and that's happening. So the who is happening after the embedded verb, but before the prepositional phrase. So if we had something
Daniel, I'm having a very hard time understanding what you're saying.
Okay, I'll speak more slowly. But if we had a sentence I wonder, did he sweep the house? How would you say that?
Did he sweep?
Yeah, or something like that.
Okay, then you say a sweep said, o equate o, titled, let me just write that down. I just want to do one thing. I want to double check my prefix to the wander part.
Okay.
I'm almost sure it's right, but I want to be absolute.
Yeah, we can hear you all right. Daniel, I think that I'm hearing you with your mouse clicks.
Okay, yeah, oh. Probably are. The microphone's
okay.
Pretty close to the mouse.
Oh, what I'm hearing now is much better, much clearer. Just a second. Okay, the first word, altitude. The letter A after the glottal stop should be a schwa.
Okay.
Sorry about that. I'll fix it here. And this next sentence means, I wonder if he swept the house. This is nearly what we're looking for, but we are specifically interested in embedded guest tone questions rather than WH questions. Okay? We reply to this sentence, and here is, I wonder if he swept the house. Okay?
Uh-huh.
All right.
DJ, I think I'm getting a lot of background noise from your mic or something.
All right. Let's see if I can mute my input when I'm not talking.
Okay. Maybe it's mic. It also might be my computer doing it.
All right, I'm going to mute it in 3, 2, 1.
Okay.
Yeah, that
that's
fixed
better.
It.
Great.
Yeah. Okay. So did you send that sentence, the I wonder if he swept the house?
I did.
Okay,
I
thank you.
Did it come to you, Daniel? I'm sorry.
It didn't, but that's fine. CJ can forward it to me.
Oh, hold on just a second. I'll just send it again here.
Okay, thank you.
I sent it to CJ and not you.
Okay.
Now, looks like I'm sending it to someone else too, but oh well, I already sent it. I just see that. I no longer covered by MSN, but I use my MSN account, so I don't have the flexibility that I used to. So, I sent it to someone, D Mills, and I didn't mean to.
Yeah.
So, let's see. I'll delete his name the next time I send something to you.
Okay.
I'll get that ready now.
So one more question about this one. If it was instead of I wonder did he sweep the house, if it was I wonder did you sweep the house, where would you put the aqua?
Uh, would I put the chuff, the U?
Yeah, the U. Where would that? Where if it was? I wonder. Did you sweep the house? Where would you put the?
Chad, oh, equate chuffle. You put it right before the marker, right after the verb equate, and right before the question marker.
Okay.
You put chuff, you.
Okay.
Ah, suchad o equid, boom. Oh, I'm sorry, okay. I'm sorry. I'm screwing up your grammar here. Can we, I hate to do this to you, but can we start over again?
With sure.
Because we really, this works, it's understood, but there's a better sentence structure that I would like to use.
Okay.
And it's, especially for this.
Okay.
For what we're doing for this program, and that is we want to use a dependent phrase marker.
Okay.
Hold on. So I'm going to put all of this down together. When you said, how would you say, how would you say, I wonder if you swept the house. So, suchad ahas, ahas, oh, alta, all, suchad o equidas, o ti all, suchad o equidas. And I'm going to put the English here so that we have everything controlled.
Okay.
Hold on a second. I wonder if he, she, it is. I'm going to put the phone down for just a second. Hold on.
Okay.
This way I could type quicker. Okay, just a second. I'm going to resend these three sentences, and I'm going to take off the emails. So send it. We want to keep you. We want to take off FM Hoyt, right?
Yeah.
Okay, hold on. So afsuchet ahas o alta o afsuchet o ekoidas o ti o afsuchet o ekoidas o ti o. And this is a better sentence structure. Okay, so here it is. What we're doing, are you familiar with the dependent phrase suffixes for you, me, okay, and him, it, her, you both. Okay. It's a dependent phrase. It's much better, and I'm not sure what you're doing, but I think we'd want to test that in your program.
Yeah, definitely. We're trying to look for something that's sort of similar in structure to something like, I fear that he swept the house, but with a question, I wonder, did he sweep the house? Mm-hmm. So, yeah, we are looking for the one that would have that dependent clause marker.
Good. Got to put that in there. The other way worked, but this is better.
Yeah, and the better way is the one that we're looking for.
And also, I want to be clear that I'm giving the southern dialect. Do you want the northern as well?
CJ, do you know what the stuff is we have so far?
Well, Hesse's dissertation covers Snohomish specifically, so I guess that's a northern dialect. Correct me if I'm wrong.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. So, I mean, that dependent phrase changes only because, well, the turns to ah. You know that where it said the dependent phrase suffix for northern accents on the second syllable more than southern. The southern tends to accent on the first.
Okay.
And so they tend to say as, I believe. Let me check. Instead of schwa s for that suffix. Hold on just a second. I want to make sure.
Okay.
I'm in the wrong section. I use northern. I know northern, but I don't use it very often.
Okay.
I learned from Vi. So, yeah. Well, okay, the schwa s is okay. It's a variant of as.
Okay.
For his, he, she, or it. But,
okay.
Then for, okay. And these are clitics. Well, the same is true for the schwa xw. That could be a schwa xw for you in that last sentence.
Uh-huh.
O-E-Q-E-D-A-F. It could be A-X-W, it could be Schwa-X-W for the northern dialect. So we're okay so far.
Okay, cool.
Do you want me to try to stay in the northern dialect?
Yeah, that would be good. If you can do
okay,
that.
Okay, I will try. I will try.
Thank you.
How's that looking?
Good.
Okay. doing data entry? Is that what you're doing?
Well, we're both sort of building up a whole bunch of different examples of different phenomena, as well as did you get that?
Yeah.
Okay, so we're building a bunch of different examples of different sorts of sentence patterns, and we're also sort of writing a grammar, an implemented grammar on the computer that will be able to process all of those patterns.
Okay. Okay. I'll sit tight then.
Okay. So, CJ. Will we wanting to also go over the other examples we have to make sure that they all work?
Go over the other examples. You mean go through our list of tests and have them vetted?
Yeah.
Yeah, that might be a good idea. Can you send the most recent test suite via email?
Yes. So I'm sending that now. Okay. It is sent.
Okay.
Or on its way. So the second line that's in IPA in each entry is the one that's broken down morpheme by morpheme.
Okay, I don't have it yet.
It should show up pretty shortly. Are you on a Windows machine?
Huh?
Are you using the Windows operating system?
Yeah, he's using Windows. We'll need to convert that.
Yeah. Can you, yeah.
Yeah. You want me to convert it? I'll see if I can do that.
Okay, thanks.
Okay, great. Yeah, if you could resend it to me in an easier format. I can make that work, but it'd be easier if you could send me something a little bit easier to read.
Yeah, in that format, it'd be very hard to read.
Yeah.
Did you see me on that email, or did you just send it?
No. Okay, I don't know. I will send it to you, too, then.
Thanks, I appreciate that. You know, actually, if you open that in WordPad, you'll probably be able to view it okay. But I'll convert it anyway.
Let me open it in WordPad, then.
Okay, CJ, I sent it to you.
And, programs. see if I can find WordPad on Windows display. Let's read. Notepad? WordPad. Let's see if it opens it. Desktop. Strange, I don't even see it. Hold on. Test suite, it's right here. WordPad. Huh. No. Test suite. Oh, here it is. I got it. But now, the font is not readable.
Huh.
The font didn't come through. Let me check yours. I'll wait till you convert it, Daniel.
Okay. CJ. Yeah, CJ's converting it, and he'll send it to you.
Yeah, it's in a better format, but the font didn't come through.
Okay.
Well, so you did a breakdown, an analysis of each morphine.
Yeah.
That's nice. A lot of work. So you're a professor there at the college, university?
No, we're students.
Oh, you're a student as well?
Yeah.
Good. Where did you study Lushootse?
Neither of us can speak it, but we've been reading a bunch of people's work on Lushootse.
Okay, cool.
Most of the stuff came from Tom Hess's dissertation.
Yeah, I've been reading that. It's, something I should have read a long time ago, but I didn't have the technical background. And I've just started reading linguistic materials. I'm not a linguist. I'm a teacher. And they're two different things.
Yeah.
But now I'm getting ready to go to graduate school at University of Oregon, so I'm learning the lingo.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm republishing that dictionary from 1877 by George Gibbs.
Cool.
And so I'm doing a morphological analysis on all of his entries that we understood. And so that's has got me very interested in linguistics.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You certainly know your way around it better than I do so far. That email's on the way, and I put two links in there to some fonts, a serif font and a sans serif font that I used to view that file.
Okay. I was able to read the document before that you sent me. So let's see what happens.
Okay.
Okay, I can read this now.
Okay, excellent. See, everything that has judgment G is something that we think is grammatical, and everything that says judgment U is something that isn't grammatical. So if it's any of those that are wrong, please tell us.
Okay, well, you know, you're getting it from Tom Hess's dissertation. And it isn't that the sentence is wrong how people speak it, but if we're going to go grammatical, you know, are we going by grammatical rules? Or are we going by how people speak it in the story?
Probably grammatical rules is better. Although, if I mean, how much variation is there between the two?
Well, for example, if you look at number one, will teach us. That is correct. The child gets lost. But grammatically, if we were teaching that in a class, we'd put the state of prefix.
Okay.
Schwa, excuse me, glottal stop, schwa, s. As well, teach us. The child is lost.
Okay, so if it's only grammatical if there is that prefix?
Yes.
Okay, so then we'll change that then and put we have a whole bunch of verbs that don't have a prefix on them at all. Do all of those need prefixes?
All of them. Actually, yes. The verbs have the state of prefixes or the complete
or the progressive.
Progressive or the I forgot what you call the TU one.
So that would be like the future or the past?
Where it's the action is or condition is definitely done. It's past tense, basically.
Okay, past tense. Okay. So you need it
all the way over.
Okay. And can you have two show up without one of the other, without the stative, without the progressive, without the completive?
Can you have two what?
So can you have the prefix two? So can you have like, two?
Oh yeah, yes. Okay. You could have two will teach us. The child was lost.
Can you have like
more?
There's also the prefix of like lu.
What?
We also found a prefix lu. I think it'd be pronounced.
Spell it for me.
It's the L with the stroke through it, then U.
Yes.
Can you have just... How do you pronounce it?
That, huh?
So how did you pronounce
Sue.
That? Okay.
Sue. Yeah. And that means that the condition has not occurred yet, but it can also join other prefixes. So you can say Sue. And I think Tom covers that in his dissertation.
Yeah, my question is, can that one occur by itself? Can you just have two wheel?
Yeah, so we'll teach us, the child will get lost.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, cool. And so is there anything else in our examples that you've seen so far that looks wrong?
Well, there's that one. Number two is correct, it is incorrect. Number three, that chad should be chud. That A and that chud should be a schwa.
What we've done is when we break it apart into the morphemes.
Yes.
Well, when the morphemes recombine, there are spelling changes, and we've undone those to make it easier to process.
Say it again.
So what we've done is, so normally it would be chud, not chad, but what we've done is because if odd appears by itself, it shows up as odd from what we've read. So what we've done is we've ignored the spelling change that goes on when they combine, and then what we would do is have a separate processor that would do the spelling change.
Okay, but then you're talking about two different words, and I can't realize, is that called? I can't remember your linguistic term, but if you put an A in there, then you're saying where, W-H-E-R, if you put a schwa in there. In other words, chud I understand what you're saying. I think I understand that what you're saying is that the phoneme ah changes to ah.
Yeah.
But it does in many instances, but it does not do that in this word.
Oh, okay. So this one should just be chud?
It should be chud. Now, okay. Where you will get chud is when in songs and when they hit that word chud and they extend that vowel sound, they'll say chud,
okay.
And then it becomes the deeper vowel sound.
Okay.
Otherwise, it's always chud. Now, in the southern dialect, I have one Snoqualmie elder recording chud as cheed with an I.
Okay.
And he did that to show me that chud can be said cheed.
Okay.
He did it and said, by the way, did you catch how I said chud? So you can say cheed in the southern dialect, at least in the Snoqualmie dialect. But
okay.
Ernie, the guy's name was Ernie Barn. He was just showing me an example of what you could do with it.
Okay.
That's the only example I have of that word changing.
Okay. For you, is it also, I think we have it written as chahwa. Would that also be chahwa?
Cha. It should always be a schwa. Cha.
Okay. Okay.
I know what you're saying, that sometimes the schwa turns to A, but it's only in certain instances.
Okay, so we'll change all those to schwas then.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. And also, aqueid should have the prefix, the stative prefix, glottal stop U in front of it.
Okay. Okay, so is it grammatical? So one of the papers, not Hess, but somebody else, was saying that just a simple verb like that, you couldn't have both like tichachas and tiaol as arguments of that verb, that one of them would
have to be...
Okay.
Yeah, because what it has to do is the D ending, and I'm sorry I don't remember my linguistic terminology, so I'm going to explain it the best I can. When you have a D ending on a verb, aquaid, then that's set up for the chud word sentence structure, that you either use chud, chuff,
okay.
Fill out personal pronouns, or the default, which is he, she, or it.
Okay, yeah.
And then t-ch-us or t-o-o is the object or patient.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
That matches what we know.
If you want to do third person with that same sentence structure, you change the D to T schwa B or aqua tub.
Okay.
And then you put the marker that'll stop schwa in front of T or either one. That becomes your agent. The is your agent marker.
Does that have a meaning like sort of like the English passive? Where it's instead of what it looked like from some of what we read is that construction translates better to something like the house was swept by the child? Is that the case?
Yeah. So if I said O aquaid tub a ash T all, that would mean the child swept the house.
Okay. So but it would not mean but so the question is, does that act like a passive would in English, where in English you can say something like the house was swept by the child? Does it have a meaning like that or no?
Let's see, the house was swept by the child. Well, see, that's where you're focusing more on the object. So what you can do is that in that sentence structure, the syntax can change between whether the object comes after the verb, immediately after the verb, or the agent does. And so you could say, oh, aquatub, see all of the church us. And that would more mean the house was swept by the child.
Okay. Cool.
Versus the child swept the house.
So okay.
If you switch those, that, and it's only in that, sentence structure with the tub ending that syntax doesn't matter between agent and object or agent and patient.
Okay, thank you. Okay. Yeah, that's very useful.
And actually, I guess all is the patient there.
Yes.
Because you can add the object then at a, you know, at the broom. With a broom, he swept the house. You know, you can put that in. So atta in that sentence structure is the agent and object designator.
Okay.
And I'm using the English word for broom to simplify it. So the atta is the agent and object. Okay?
Okay. Thank you.
Did I complicate things there?
Well, it is slightly more complicated, but it's correct, which is what we're aiming for.
Okay. Okay, so you're looking for the vetted number G, right? Our letter G, right?
Yeah. So
you
judgment
don't want
G.
me to look at the F.
So vetted means have we run it by somebody who knows the language. So, but judgment G means we think it's grammatical, and judgment U means we think it's not.
Oh, okay. So I'm looking for judgment U, right?
Well, judgment U are ones we think are not grammatical. So if any of those are actually grammatical, we'd like to know. And anything that that we've marked as judgment G that is actually wrong, we'd also like to know about.
Okay. So we've gone through, 6 is wrong. Okay, 7. Chad, incorrect word order. I swept the house. Chad, and that Chad should be Chad.
Yeah.
For 7. Number 8. Incorrect word order. Chad the all correct. Number 9, incorrect. Word order again. Object, subject, verb. T all Chad, equate. That is correct. And equate again should have the O in front of it, but this is incorrect anyway, so. Okay, G, sources the author. The child may get lost. Lo teach ach ashwil. That's a very awkward sentence to me.
Okay. How would you say it better?
Well, it's saying the child may get lost. This to me is trying to say it's okay if the child gets lost.
Oh, okay.
Now I'd have to see this in context and you know what was Tom transcribing.
Okay, so if we change it to a different,
it's not correct. So
if we change the adverb to a different one, so like something that meant always, would that work?
Huh?
If we changed the adverb at the beginning to something that meant always, would that be a better example?
Well, yeah, you could say teach us, but in this sentence structure, I would not put teach us after the adverb.
Where would you put it?
I'd put it after the verb.
Oh,
so the
syntax
is screwed up. Just reading it like this, this came from Tom Hess?
That particular one didn't come directly from Tom Hess, no.
Did you say Globechuff? What was the original one? Did you have a Chud word in there?
Yeah, probably.
Okay, that's what it looks like. That would be correct.
Okay.
Chud words, and you know what I'm talking about, Chud words. Right?
Yeah.
Chad, personal pronouns.
Yeah.
Your personal pronouns comes right after your adverb, adjective. Yeah. If there is no adverb or adjective modifier, then then it comes right after your verb.
Okay. But like actual nouns always come after the verb?
Yes.
Okay.
So if you said Globus quilty touch us, that would mean it's okay that the child is lost.
Okay.
But if you wanted to change it, the child may get lost, and you want to use a modifier. Am I using that? Yeah, an adverb. You could say "fulla gwelchti tatas," and that would mean the child might get lost.
Okay.
Might, probably, could be. Okay. Oh, excuse me. No. I said that wrong. How would you say that? The child may be lost. It's which means the child could or will. The child might get lost. Do you want to do that one then?
What's that? Can you say that again?
Shall we change that to the child might get lost? Is that
sure.
What you want? Okay.
Yeah.
Hold on. Let me type it out and let me put down the phone for a second. Hold on.
Okay.
Okay, this will mean the child could, might, probably, will get lost.
Okay.
Faultless, must be, probably, gives that
uh-huh.
kind of connotation. Faultless.
Yeah.
Yes. So, little child, it would be all. Number 11. Globchud, I may sweep the house. Globchud, equity all. I would not define globe as may. It could in some translations, but globe really it means fine, okay.
Okay.
So if you were saying, could I take that, for example, I'd say, hey, globe chef wakwadad. Yes, globe chef wakwadad, it's fine that you take that. Or if I see that you're not getting enough sleep, I might suggest as a friend, globe chocolate etude. You know, it'd be a good idea for you to take a nap.
Okay. So I think we'll probably just use a different verb there then. So that's may. Okay. So it's not may. It doesn't have that meaning. Okay. Thank you.
That's how I mean when I read this, just that sentence, not in context.
Okay.
We'll
change.
But if I were to say I may sweep the house, you could just say gua e kwe cha di o. Just use prefix gua,
okay.
Which means could or would.
Okay.
I could sit down. And in Tom's dissertation, he has Guadalupe's KW there for Euclid.
Yeah, I believe so.
I don't know if that's a dialectal difference, but I would put Guadalupe's QW there. But
okay.
I don't he's not alive anymore, unfortunately, but I don't understand why that word changed.
Okay.
I don't know if it was a mistranscription on his part, or is that a dialectal difference that was not carried through when I learned Lashitsi.
Okay.
And what's in the dictionary. So it's an interesting point. I don't know. We use aquade when we're talking about wiping our face, or aquade subchet. I wiped my face.
Uh-huh.
So we still use it, but we use a glottalized QW for sweeping or cleaning.
Okay.
It will be all aquid chud. Incorrect. Aquid chud. Incorrect. Subject should be raised. Well, number 12 is wrong because the word order is incorrect.
Yeah.
So let's see, 13. I may get lost. Oh, that's incorrect. Subject should be raised. Does that mean the subject should come? Is that a syntax?
Yeah, that's a syntactic term. So that means that it should be klub chad.
Okay. When you're saying it should be raised, it should be after the adverb. Okay.
Yes.
Incorrect. Subject should be raised. Yeah. Correct. Incorrect. F should be first word.
So that's saying that it should be club chad wheel instead of wheel club chad.
Subject should be raised. Chad. Yes. Okay. Author number 17. Well, I get lost. Now, did this come directly from his dissertation?
I don't believe so.
So all of the examples that say source author means that it came from Daniel, or me, most likely Daniel, because he's done most of the work. It'll say source A if it came directly out of the dissertation.
That Atha should be Chad.
Okay, so you can't have
how
that.
How do I know it came from the dissertation again, CJ?
So in the source line, it'll say A instead of author. Author means Daniel or me.
Okay. All right, yeah. Atta is a proper way of saying I or me. And so if you want to use atta in that sentence structure, atta becomes the first word. You say atta as well.
So it has to be the first word. Okay.
Yeah. Atta as well. And what that means is that I'm the one that got lost.
Okay.
I'm the one that's
Yeah, what we have right now is that it can come on either side, but so it always has to be first.
Not always, but in this sentence structure it does.
Okay.
There are sentences where you can put it in a preposition.
Okay.
But if it's the subject, the agent, then it, I think we'll have to play around with that. I think it would come first.
Okay.
But if I come to something that where it could come, it could replace something. I'll let you know. And as well, again, well, you want to have a stative prefix in front of well.
Yeah. So a whole bunch of our like pretty much all of the examples will have verbs without prefixes. So we'll add prefixes to all of those.
Okay. Debus is the same thing. Debus well. We were the ones that got lost. Okay.
Yeah. So all the way up until number. Yeah, they're all going to have the same error up until number 22, which is different.
Okay. What's the... Okay, yeah, same thing with 21, right? Okay, that is correct. I got lost.
Although we would want the prefix there.
Huh?
It's correct except for the prefix?
Yeah, you got to put the prefix in there. Either you don't want to say "ochelted" because I get lost. "Ochelted," I am lost. "Ochelted," I put the O in front.
Okay.
Ochelted.
And then I believe.
"Ochelted," "Ochelted," "Ochelted." What's going on here with 26? Oh, it's incorrect. But what is chas?
What was that?
Particle. Okay. I'm not sure what chas is.
So it's not... So what we found is that in embedded clauses, it's like a ched word, but... The chud words don't have the ch at the beginning, they just have the whatever was left, and that it was permissible, there was a third person one of them that was us. Is that not the case?
I'm not following you. It doesn't work in this sentence structure.
Yeah, this one's definitely wrong, but what it looks like is that that us by itself was okay as a third person pronoun, in embedded clauses only.
Oh, yeah. So embedded clauses, yes. But I don't understand why you're using the CH in front of the AS.
Okay. We need to make sure that the grammar that we're running on the computer is doing the right thing. And so this is just one of the ways that it might have an error, basically.
Okay. Gotcha. Okay. Incorrect particle matrix clause requires the independent predicate prefix. Well, odd. Yes.
So that requires the ch instead of just odd. So it has to be chod, not odd. Is what that's saying?
It has to be chud, yes.
Chud, yeah, sorry, I mispronounced that.
Yeah. And Asi, same thing, yeah. Those are all dependent clause suffixes.
Yeah.
I like the first ones I sent you.
Yeah.
Okay. Not the objects. Okay, 32, Equi teach us Chud. The child sweeps me. That is correct. That is incorrect. Particles cannot be objects. What are you calling? Oh, you're calling Chud a particle.
Yeah.
That is correct. It can. That is not correct. You could say "O ekle tub chud," at the chachas.
Meaning.
Okay. You could put the tub at the end of ekle.
Okay.
And okay, "O ekle tub," and then put chud after that.
So particles can be objects. In the tub construction, but not in the normal construction?
Correct.
Okay.
This and in that tub construction, the syntax of chud has to come after the verb is true.
Okay.
You can't say, oh, eklaytub atachachachachud. You can't say that. You say have to say, oh, eklaytub chud atachachachud. Okay?
Okay.
And it wouldn't mean the child sweeps me. It means the child cleaned me up. Wash. Clean me up. Wipe me down. Okay?
Okay.
All right. 33.
Uh-huh.
Okay. That's fine. Well, teach us. Good. The child feminine gets lost. Fine. Well, touch us. Incorrect. Missing. That is correct. Missing the determiner. Determiner should proceed now. Correct. Particles do not take determiners. Correct. Incorrect. Pronouns do not take determiners. Well, that's 38 is incorrect. Your assumption that pronouns do not take determiners is not true.
Okay.
Atza does take a determiner. Oh, wait a minute.
Okay.
Hold on. Let me think of a sentence. I'm trying to think of where you would use that. Now, what you're thinking of is chud, chuff, chuff, chalup. Those do not take determiners.
Okay, but the formal ones can take determiners?
Well, now I'm trying to think. These. Yeah, you can say, this, see, Dugwe. That's who you are. This T Dugwe. Yeah, you could say that or this T Atsa. That's who I am.
Okay, so
I think.
In a sentence where that's being the subject, like, so could you say the like Ohwil Tiacha?
No. And if you want to say this sentence again, we went over this earlier. Atza Ohwel, or Atza Ohwel, I'm the one that got lost.
Yeah, but could you say T Atza Ohwel?
No.
Okay.
No, you would not use a determiner in this sentence structure, even if you had the syntax right. You'd say Atza Ohwel. Or Atza Ohwel, excuse me.
Okay.
Atza Ohwel.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you.
Same thing with 39. You're correct. Their house is non-feminine. I'm trying to think. Is there any? I don't think there's a time when you would make it feminine either. I mean, I'm trying to think of, are there inanimate objects that you do call T or C? The only time you would is if it refers to something supernatural.
Okay. So if it's something supernatural that would be feminine, then you use C?
Well, you could in the sense that if that's what you're talking about, a feminine power.
Okay. That makes sense.
You have to understand the culture a little bit, so that if someone were in a ceremony and there was an implement that represented a feminine power, then that object could be referred to as C, rather than T.
Okay. Yeah, that makes sense.
And I'm theorizing that. I can't think of any exact examples for you.
Okay.
And then. But even things like, you know, there was a hut they would build outside for women when they were on their monthly period. And that hut still had a masculine determiner, even though that cut for women. I don't know if that helps.
Okay. So inanimate objects are almost always masculine unless they're representing something feminine.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
I think that's a good assumption there.
Okay.
Incorrect. Wife is feminine and determiner is non-feminine. Yes, correct. Okay, 41. A scroll to touch us. There you go. The child is lost. Has become lost. Lost as progressive as the child is lost while going. Is that your definition, or is that?
Yeah, we couldn't think of a good definition for it. Is there something that would be better than that?
The child's getting lost.
Is getting lost?
Is getting lost.
Okay.
D-E-T-T-I-N-G. Is getting lost. Does that help?
Yeah, thank you. We weren't really sure.
And the same thing is for 44. 43 and 44 would have the same definition.
Same loss.
The child is getting lost. The only difference is the 43, you're emphasizing the state of condition of current
okay.
state of.
Okay.
Aspect is marred as prefix. As well as to touch us. What are you using us for, that dependent clause?
Well, what we're showing is that the state of us always goes before the verb.
Oh, thank you. Okay, there we go.
Yeah, and the next several examples, up through until 49, those are also showing that same thing, but for the other.
Oh, very, very good. Very good. Incorrect. Okay, 49. Incorrect orders progressive static. That's lost. I wonder if that's. I think you're right on that. I'm trying. I would say yes on that, but I'm not 100% sure.
Yeah, we ran that one by David Beck, and he's the one who gave us that order.
Okay. Yeah. I think it's always la and us, and of course that becomes lust.
Yeah.
L schwa s. Okay. Incorrect. Completive is mutually exclusive with static. Is that true?
It just means that they can't occur together. You never see those. Both prefixes in the same place.
Oh, yes. That is correct. I don't believe I've ever seen that. But at the same time, to and us can and through and us can.
Okay. Yeah. We have those two together later on in the test suite.
Good. Incorrect. Completive is mutually exclusive with. Is that true?
That also came right from Hess.
I believe 52 is correct. On 52, I can't give you a 100% sure, but I think it's safe to say that right now.
Okay. Cool.
Okay. Okay. There you have 54. That's correct. The child was lost. Yep. who love closely touch as your child had gotten lost. Very good. Okay, this is an interesting one. Means her child had gotten lost and still is lost.
Okay.
That's an interesting thing of Lushuti, then it's hard to translate that into good English. But that when you combine two and us together, and we could even say that up in 54, us means the child was lost. Well, the child was lost and still is lost. So,
okay.
We hear the unfortunate stories of children missing, like the one from Elma. I think she's from Elma. Tashwil, she was lost and she still is lost.
And that's 56, is that right?
54.
Yes. 54. So 54 is was lost and still is lost, and 56 is had gotten lost and still is lost?
Yes.
Okay.
Would that help? Okay, 57. To help teach us past continuous. Yeah, to help teach us. I don't remember if two and O can go together or not. If you've seen it, if you're getting it from Tom or Dave Beck, that probably can. But I think you just say two hill. I think you could say that, but you wouldn't.
Okay.
So in that case, I think what you could say in that, where I've been saying, well, you could say that, but grammatically you'd say it this way. I think grammatically you could put a sentence together like that, but you wouldn't.
Okay.
Okay? All right. That's future. Su us, well, right, fast. And again, su us becomes fast, but I assume you're dealing with that change elsewhere.
Yep.
Okay. Okay. Fast, well, teach us. Su la, well, teach us, correct. Su la, well, oh, the child will get lost. And I think that what you want to do in 59, and 58, I need to go back to your definition. Sorry about this.
Okay.
The child, if you say, that means the child is lost and will be lost.
So that 58 means the child is lost and will be lost?
Yes. Does that make sense?
Yeah, that makes sense.
Okay. And then, which you're saying is the child will become lost.
Okay.
So the progressiveness will happen in the future.
Okay.
Now you're changing the whole concept here. And what Sulas Khel teach us, I think what you're referring to there, if you were to say that about someone, it wouldn't be, this is one way to interpret it. as we're talking here, is that you're not talking about the person being physically lost. You're talking about a state of mind.
Okay.
And what you're saying is that in context, let's say, he's always dwelling on this not doing his schoolwork, for example. He's lost. He becomes lost in that not working on schoolwork, and he will become lost. You know what I mean? So the felt detach us. So does that make sense?
Yeah, I think that makes sense.
Okay. All right. Again, 61, I think grammatically you could say it, but I don't think you would.
Okay.
You just say, Suchel.
Okay.
Okay?
Thank you.
Incorrect. Tu is a prefix, not a suffix. That is correct. Incorrect. Tu is a prefix, not a suffix.
I guess we're marking that with all of the different ones is what we did there. All the different aspects.
Okay, so you did that on 56. 66.
Yeah, so all the way up.
Up to what?
70 is the next one that's different.
Okay, 70. Incorrect. 2 is the initial prefix. S2. Yes, and I've heard it said this way. You are correct, and I've heard it said us two hawks.
Okay.
I've heard it said where you're saying it's incorrect. I agree with that, and yet I've heard it us two hawks. A hawk meaning a long time ago.
Okay. So should we change that to grammatical, or should we leave it as incorrect?
I don't know. I don't like it.
We'll leave it as incorrect then.
Huh?
We'll leave it as incorrect.
I'd rather leave it as incorrect.
Okay.
We're playing with a lot. We're saying a lot. What we're saying is we're narrowing down what's grammatically correct. We're not talking about what is said.
Yeah.
Or what's been recorded. Okay. So, 71. 2 is the initial prefix. Left 2. Now, this one I'm not sure of. Left 2. No, let's leave it like that. 2 little quilt. Let's leave it like that. And 72. Let's leave it like that. And 73, again, you're right, 2 is the initial prefix, but again, I wouldn't put O and 2 together anyway.
Yeah.
Whether it be 2 O, okay. Correct on 74. I'd say correct on 75. 76. And again, you wouldn't put 2 and O together anyway. Okay.
Yeah.
Author. Well, 78 is fine, but put the O in front of that.
Yeah.
Okay. He, she, it. Again, the prefix needs to be in front.
Yep.
Edi or equity chart, same thing. What's the difference here? Oh, yeah. The child swapped it then. And it's fine that you say them or it. I guess it's fine. I think your object or your patient should be an object because you don't sweep people. If you wanted to say that, you could. O equid chad. It would mean I cleaned him.
Yeah.
That's what it does not mean sweep, literally. It means to wipe or clean.
Perhaps we should change it to those instead of them. Perhaps we should change it to those instead of them.
You could. I think it is a better term.
Okay, so we'll just leave it as it.
Okay.
It's in when you're using the word sweep.
Okay.
If I say, it can mean I swept the house. It could also mean I cleaned the house.
Okay.
If I said, it would mean I cleaned the table. So.
Okay.
Okay.
So 81 should be the child cleans me or wipes me down or something?
Huh?
So for 81, that would be the child cleans me or something instead of the child sweeps me?
Yeah.
Okay.
Now, I can't remember... this is why I can't remember what Tom says. Hold on just a second. I think you want to change that T to a D to a T.
Yeah, so again, that's the same thing where we've regularized some of the stems that aren't doing the spelling change. So if you were actually saying this word, it would be pronounced, it would be a T and then S and not D.
That's fine. And again, the child cleaned me. And again, you'd need the prefix in front for it to be a correct sentence. The child sweeps us. All I have is a L here. It should be.
Yeah, we. Yeah, the spellings of those object suffixes change a lot. So what we did is we just sort of. We wrote down sort of a canonical form that then
okay.
The other processor.
Okay. Well, to booth. That L should be. DL should be to booth. Okay. Seed. Okay, that's fine. And the D turns to T.
Yeah.
Y'all, that's fine. To booth said. The ID should be a schwa D.
Okay.
I don't know if that's another change.
Okay, we can change that.
Nope. For a negative to work, you need to put la in front of equate. We tried la. And in the above, it was the progressive. But in a negative statement, we and la work together. So el schwa is a prefix that goes in front of the verb.
Okay. And that happens in all negatives?
El
schwa before. Okay.
Well, in this form, there's a couple of different negatives. But in
okay.
This sentence structure, you want the la in front. Fui chad la equa di all.
Okay.
I do not sweep the house.
What other negative forms patterns are there that we might not have?
Fui quads o equa. T-R-R would mean I did not sweep the house.
So what would it be?
It would be hui, and then it would be G-W schwa.
Okay.
D as in the dominoes. S.
Yeah.
O-A-quade. Hui
quads
O-A-quade. T-R-R. And
okay.
That would mean I did not sweep the house.
Okay.
Okay?
Uh-huh.
The child is not lost. Okay. Now, here again, you have the subject right after fui. It would go after the verb because it's not a pronoun. So
okay,
you say,
yeah.
Fui la huel, teach us. Tweetla Huel teach out us.
Okay.
Okay. Zalmai?
Yeah.
I think I'm going to step away from the computer and leave you guys to finish this yourselves, if you don't mind terribly.
Nope. All right, fine.
All right, good luck. They'll continue recording, and when you guys hang up, the recording will stop. I'll put the recording up on my website when it's done.
Okay.
All right, have a good night, guys.
Okay. Are you still there, Daniel?
Yeah.
Hello? Okay. Okay, so now this whole section of Fleet Chedla Echwedi All, and then 86, 87, and I think all these incorrect sentences, you're going to want to put that la in there in front of the well and take out us. Just say,
okay.
Fleet each ach ash la well.
Okay.
Well, you could leave the S in there.
I'll change it to the
okay.
The law and all this.
Yeah. Okay. And otherwise, your word, the fact that your word order, your syntax is incorrect, is a correct statement. Except now 88.
88. Okay.
Should not be raised. The subject is in the right place.
Yeah. We
la.
Yeah.
Okay. And then the 89 is all screwed up. That is correct. 91. That's an interesting sentence because that's almost what people are saying now. Imposing, trying to remember the grammar. I mean, they have a syntax, they do that. Okay. Well, teach at us. Okay, again, you want the prefix in there.
Well, yep.
Teach at us. The girl. And the first one, the child gets lost. The girl gets lost. Child can be replaced with boy and girl if you want.
Yeah.
Very good. That's right. Well, 95, okay, incorrect. Indefinite article cannot be used in this source.
So that's the thing, suffix that can be, so you can say like ti-a for this, but you can't say qui-a. And is that the case?
Well, I'm trying to think. I think that's correct.
Okay.
And this is northern. In southern, we don't say T-A. We don't say that. We just say T. But I think you're right on that.
This whole section comes... All the stuff about the determiners comes straight from Hess.
Okay. 96, I would agree. 97, a child gets lost. And again, that would be feminine, that's correct. The indirect article always has direct attention. Hook. What's wrong with 98?
At least according to Hess, you never end up with qua, it's always qui. So there's the two suffixes e and a, and so you can have both t or ta, but you can only have qui, not qua.
That's not true.
Okay, that's not true.
No, it's not.
Okay, so.
And is that in his dissertation?
Yeah, that was in his dissertation.
Yeah, I know of instances where qui becomes qua, and in fact I know of instances where, and he's written about it, where the vowel sound is dropped altogether and it's just A-W.
Okay. Okay.
Spoke, touch us. And again, it's not qui-a, it's that's being combined. That is true. Qui-a is never combined.
Okay,
but
you kind of have qui and qua.
Oh, so I see. Now, I guess that's what we need to clear up. Are we talking about qui-a? Are we talking about the I becoming a?
That would just be qua, not qui-a, just qua. And it looks like Hess was saying that was not correct, but that actually is correct?
Yeah, there are instances of that. And,
okay.
And I think he found those later on in life.
Okay.
That makes sense. In relaxed speech, it becomes qua.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
So then 99 is also correct?
99. Yeah. No, quasi that never comes quasa.
Okay.
I know of.
That
is incorrect. So your statement is correct.
Okay.
That is right. 101. This is where, let's see, this is northern dialect. If Tom says C can become sa, then that's correct.
Okay, yeah, he did say that it could be.
Okay, that's northern dialect, because then we start using a different determiner in the south. We go sha
okay.
And sa.
Okay.
Okay. Incorrect. This that only occurs with direct. What's wrong with 102?
So Hess said that it would have to be T-A and never T-A.
Oh, yes, that is correct. Sorry, I didn't see that. Okay, 103. This that only occurs with direct attention. Is that supposed to be T-E?
No, so that's the same problem as the last one, where it has to be, where it should be T-E-L instead of T-E-L.
Yeah, T-E-L, that's correct. See, 104, I think, is correct. The girl. T-E-L, that's correct. Chotzi is touch as correct. Chotzi is chagwas. A wife gets lost. Chotzi is ba. The father gets lost. The sagwafu is are he, she, it. They hungry. Right. Ik chafu. You generally get severe pain. That is correct. 110.
So where are you now?
Huh?
Which number are you on now?
I'm sorry, say it again.
Which number? Was that 110 that you just
110.
Were at?
110. 1 and
okay.
10 is correct.
Okay.
Okay, 111. HF 111 is incorrect.
Oh, it's incorrect. Okay. We got that one out of somebody's paper. That one was.
Okay. HF Luchaskade O. You put the O after chuff.
Okay. So, I mean, what it looked like from the paper that we were reading is that if the O was before the verb, then it gave you like the, so do you get severe headaches? And if you put it after, it would be, you get severe headaches, don't you? So is that not the case?
Well, who wrote the paper?
Which one was that? I don't have that author's name in front of me.
Do you remember what time period it was?
It looked fairly recent. I think it was a paper from the...
Huh?
I think that was from the 90s, sometime during the 90s.
Okay, that makes sense. So I would say... Well, I don't know what sources he had, and I don't know everything. So if that's what this individual is saying, that then maybe that's okay. It doesn't sit real well with me when you have a Chud word in a sentence, and that is the the subject that you're talking to or talking about. You put the O after the Chud word.
Okay, so we can take that example out and say that it's incorrect.
Huh?
So we can say that that's incorrect then.
Well, I'm just not sure because I've never really stopped and analyzed that. And the reason why I asked is it later, is that I imagine I could see Vi saying this.
Okay.
And, no, I can't see her saying it. But I can see someone else saying it that spoke it in the 90s.
Uh-huh.
But I can't see someone that grew up with the language, a recording of someone speaking the language, saying, putting the O right there.
Okay. So should we mark that one as ungrammatical then?
Huh?
Should we mark that one as ungrammatical then?
Well, I'm hesitant to say that. I think we need to research the paper. Would you send me the info on the paper for the person that said that?
Yeah, I'll find that.
Because I'm very hesitant to say that that's incorrect.
Okay, so yeah, we can come back to that one then.
Yeah. I just am, because they may have proof that an elder up north said that.
And, okay.
I don't know everything about the Lushootse either. I know quite a bit, but I know when to say, well, that maybe that's true. I've never heard it, but it could be true. 112 is correct. It is incorrect. You want the O after chuff, but if you did not use a personal pronoun, that syntax would be correct. If you said, does your son get headaches, big headaches? You'd say, heik o tadbarat uchastid.
Okay, so then...
No, that wouldn't be right either, because you'd have to uchastid first. You'd say, heik o uchastid tadbarat.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense. Uchastid
tadbarat. So you 112 is fine. Fine.
Okay. So, yeah. So, if it were something like, does the child get severe headaches, you'd say, the hikwit o, kulha, quid, tichacha.
Yes.
Okay.
Hikwo tuchaske tichacha. That is correct.
Okay.
Okay. Anathema, the font isn't coming through on 113. What's the word there?
Tl'atza'u? Something like that? It's the word meaning to be well, I guess.
globe?
No, that doesn't sound like what it looks like. It looks like it's the lambda with the bar, the cl sound, and then an A, then an S, then an A, then a glottal stop, then the L with a stroke through it.
That's hot. Okay, so in that sentence, there is a you have more going. That the root is hot, H A glottal stop Bardell.
Uh huh.
And glass is glue and us.
Is okay.
So you have a couple things going on there. So the H sound is swallowed, glass hot. You have an
okay.
H in parentheses. These after the S. Okay? Boss hot, so is he or she, it, they, well? No, is he or she, it, they, habitually well? Are they doing good?
Okay.
That's another way of saying it. Are they doing well? Is life good for them?
Okay.
Okay. 114 is a correct statement. You would not put O in front.
Okay.
115. Tesla Dougley. Yep, is that really you? Tesla Dougley.
Mm-hmm.
Again, I you could say it that way. Usually the O comes after the first word. Test O W. Test W O.
Okay.
You could say it like that though.
Okay.
117 is a correct statement. It's incorrect.
Okay.
Chud. Now this is where you don't use chud. Use
so I need to use the.
In 118, where did you get this sentence?
That was one that I made up based on what it looked like was going on.
Okay. Unfortunately, this is where Lachute gets. Self-centered in that the pronoun comes first.
So it always the pronoun.
Quilt chud, eat each at us.
Okay.
So your chud words always come first before teach at us. Okay.
Okay.
And incorrect word order 119. Quilt each at us chud correct for 120. 121. Yes, that is correct. Very good. I swept the house and you got. Yeah. So you want to put the. State of prefixes in front of equate and well, and that is correct.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, I don't know what your words mean, but we look at the sweet, independent equate chara, the all chafa well. Well, equate chara. Yeah, you don't want the ah after that chud,
yeah.
The first chud. Well, chud, T-O-O, chafwa, that is correct. You don't put ah after a chud there.
Okay.
Okay.
One question about these. If we have
more
than just the two conjuncts, so if you had, like, I sweep the house and you get lost and he gets headaches, would you put the... So does the -aw suffix on the pronouns go just on the last one or on all but the first one?
The second, third, and so I could say, "Ek oichadi aal chafwa o well, chafwa o chasab, then you sneeze, chafwa o chab, then you cried," and you could go chafwa, chafwa, chafwa. If you were going to say, "And he gets headaches," you'd say, "Gwo."
Yeah.
So you change the grammar. But if you would want to say, "Oh, ek oi chati aal chafo chel chada o I'd seed," you know, "I swept the house and you got lost and I found you," you could say that.
Okay.
All right?
Yeah.
That was 123, correct? Okay, 124. Echadi al chaf. Chaf. At 124 is a touchy one because I can say yes, that S coordination marker must be there. But yet there are stories where it's not. You could say,
but that would be two separate sentences, though, right?
No. That's
okay.
You could say that, but it's, I think grammatically we should stick with what you're saying there, that that's an incorrect sentence grammatically.
Okay.
Let's stick with that. Again, we're narrowing. It's a fine line because it's, you know, how if I were teaching a grammar course, I'd say you'd have to put that "ah" in there.
Okay.
Marked with "ah" on all but the first conjunct. Okay. S coordination is marked with "ah" on the subject. Right. 127. Incorrect. Coordination only occurs with the particle subjects. Well, you could say,
oh, okay.
So you could say that, but you do. You're right here. You do not put the S marker at the end of "us." Okay. What are you calling that? S coordination.
So that's coordination. It's when you take two whole sentences and put them together with some sort of coordination marker.
Yeah, you put "glow" and.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, it's a chatty glow or help to touch us.
Okay.
Tati o'o chafwa. That's all screwed up. I won't even go there. Incorrect.
Yeah.
Okay. 129. Ekwaiti o'o chafwa chwel. Ekwaiti o'o chafwa chwel. Incorrect. Clauses.
So the thing that's wrong in that one is that in the first clause, We moved chad to the front.
Yeah, I missed the chad. Sorry. That is correct. 130 is correct. I swept the house and he or she, it, them, gets lost. Yeah, or got lost. 131 is correct. 132. Okay, I swept the big house. Correct. Down phrase. Let's see. That is correct. That is incorrect sentence. 134. 135. All kinds of quail. I hear you have a syntactical error. You want quail in front of teach us.
Okay, yes, that's
quail teach us.
Yeah, so that's the same error that we had before, where
right.
Full NPs don't move to before the verb.
Right.
Okay.
Now you want the verb in front. And here you'd want the prefix lu, the habitual marker, in front of quail.
Okay.
You can say, I would say, tukakid as quail teach us as the child is always lost.
Okay.
Okay. Okay, 136 is incorrect. That's correct. 137. Okay, that's incorrect. 138. Here I would use the dependent phrase marker as well as teach as.
So how's that spelled? So that's glottal stop schwa s as a suffix.
No, it's a glottalized l there. Well should be well glottalized, and then as at the end.
Okay.
As hot child as well as the child. I fear the child is lost.
Okay.
Okay.
And do we still need we still say the us wheel there? We still need a prefix.
I'd either use us or o. If you said it would be I fear that the child got lost.
Yeah.
Us would be that he is lost. Now there is another way of doing this sentence, but you're testing this sentence structure.
Yeah.
Okay. The child fears that I get lost. That is correct. And again, put the state of prefix after O in front.
Yeah.
The child. And the child fears, if you want to say that that's what he is fearing, then you want to say tlu, the not us. You want to say tlu chatz teach us.
Okay.
If you want to say the child is afraid that I get lost, that I got lost, you'd say us chatz.
Okay.
You see the difference? That's very slight. Independent predicate marker. Not what it is. Let's cut the touch as quote. One 40 is correct, it's incorrect.
Okay.
141 is cut quote, the touch as. That is incorrect. The first particle may appear in an independent clause. What's wrong with 142?
Oh, there's nothing wrong with it. I just put a comment there. So it's marked as judgment grammatical.
Okay. Again,
oops, the next one, actually, there's a typo. The 143 should be judgment ungrammatical.
Ungrammatical.
According to what we believe.
I'm not sure what the CH is.
So that would be... So that CH marker never appears in dependent clauses.
Right, yeah.
Okay.
144. Ulad Ti'is. That is a salmon. Correct. Incorrect. Ti'is Ulad. That is a salmon. Yeah, you're right in that. As a sentence, yes. Ulad Chad. I am a salmon. That is correct. Tus Ulad Chad. I was a salmon. That is correct. Tus Ulad Chad. I will be a salmon. Correct. Ulad. What's the word here?
I've got a little bit of a, the first lu shouldn't be there. So it should be just the sulad tluchad.
Sulad. The second lu should not be there.
Yeah, and that's why that example is wrong.
Okay.
Oops, and sorry, I've got that marked as a G. That should be a U, that was just a typo.
Okay. I fear that I am a salmon. Ashat chat ulad foot. That is correct.
So where would you... on 150, where would you put the embedded clause? Uh-oh.
What?
It hung up on him, didn't it?
Yeah.
I might ask for an extension since we found out all the stuff we need to do at the last minute. Because more than just a little bit.
What?
I don't know. Just like a day or two extension, you might be able to do that. Yeah, I want the extensions. Why not? I mean, same with papers, give extensions that I do then. Not always, no.
Huh.
You can usually ask for extensions from the professor. Well, we'll stop for a minute. Number. Can I tell what the call was? Do you know?
Russia history? There was an option.
Here?
Yeah.
No, it isn't.
No, I'm probably the dementia call.
There.
So why did you even
What was that? I just, he had to do something, and this was something, I mean, he wasn't pretty much in the call, and I was the one who was.
Why?
I don't know. Being able to call him back and I have to call him.